If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, my friends? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Always excited to bring you a new question from a listener, or sometimes a case study, sometimes some tips, just all kinds of stuff, all designed to help you create freedom in the form of a money-making project. And I want you to be able to do that without quitting your job, without adding a ton of extra stress to your life, because I'm well aware that a lot of us have been feeling a perhaps disproportionate amount of stress this year with everything associated with remote work and perhaps remote education if you're looking after your kids and you know, all the other thousand things that have happened. It's hard to keep up these days. But speaking of stress, one thing that is almost always stressful for just about everyone is taxes. And this listener, the one who's calling in today, their new side hustle lost money this year, you know, which is normally bad news, right? But in the context of this question, hopefully, by the way, that will change in 2021. They will actually make money. But for now, is there a silver lining in being able to deduct losses from his income taxes? Of course, I'm no tax expert. You should always consult a professional. But thankfully, in this case, there's a pretty simple answer to this question. And it's mostly good news. So stay tuned. Here's a quick message from our sponsor, and then we'll talk about deducting side hustle losses from your federal income taxes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, Chris. This is David from Denver. I've been listening to the show for a couple of years now. I have a question about taxes. I know you say not to spend much money on an unproven idea, but it was hard for me to get going without investing some cash. So far, I spent about $2,000 and the business won't make a profit this year. Now, hopefully that'll change soon, but for now, can I deduct the expenses on my federal income tax return? Thanks, Chris, and I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, David, what's up, man? Thank you so much for calling in. And congratulations on starting the new business. Yes, I totally understand that sometimes it takes some time to get going. I always encourage people to spend as little money as possible. But of course, depending on the business, it may be necessary to spend funds, as you mentioned. So hopefully 2021 will be better in terms of the income and also, you know, everything else in the world. But let's stay on topic. And as I said, this is not tax advice. I'm not qualified to do that. But this is also a pretty simple question. And the good news is, yes, very often you can deduct what would otherwise be expenses from a small business that shows a profit. Normally, you have a gross income, and then you list various expenses as deductions to come up with your net income, which is then taxed, of course. It's just that in this case, which is common, instead of showing a profit for this particular year, you have a loss. I just looked up the numbers. It's something like 2 million Americans, you know, file a small business loss every year. So as I said, it's not unusual. It's not uncommon. It's not necessarily going to raise some red flags. Of course, you should consult a tax advisor if you aren't sure which expenses qualify. But generally speaking, this can be a silver lining. Now, just one note, and this is the note that is always applied when people talk about deducting various small business expenses. The note is you can't do it forever, because if your losses continue for too long, then the IRS will assume that your small business is actually a hobby. And sadly, most of us are not able to deduct, you know, our various hobby expenses on our taxes. So to fix that, all you need to do is, well, be profitable. It's called the IRS Safe Harbor Rule. If you have turned a profit in at least 3 of 5 consecutive years, then the IRS just assumes that you are engaged in it for profit. And here's a fun fact that I did not know before going to just confirm this answer. If you are engaged in horse training, horse breeding, or horse racing, those industries only have to have a profit in 2 of every 7 years. How about that? Maybe that information will incentivize someone to go into the field of horse training, horse breeding, or racing. Who knows? Anything is possible. But there you have it. Thanks again, David, for the question. Thanks again, everyone, for listening, being part of this community. If you have a question, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to continue to feature them along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and do pass it on to a friend as well. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.